How's it going, guys? I'm Pirate FM, and in this video, I'm going to be talking about five underrated rock and metal albums. At number five, I have Turn It Upside Down by the Spin Doctors. Cleopatra's favorite cat. I originally discovered this album through the Todd in the Shadows video on it, and it got a pretty negative review in that video. I mean, it's a Train Records, because they were kind of considered a pop rock band, and this album is more in like the 90s jammy, like stoner jam band stuff, like Phish or like REM maybe. And if you go into it with the mindset of like, okay, this is like music to get stoned to and jam out, it's a really fucking good album. I recommend it. And number four, I have The Crusade by Trivium. This album is probably their least like in their discography, because it's really like nothing else they have. It's a very thrashy but melodic album at the same time. I will say the back half of the album I really don't like. It's just like a song like To the Rats. It's very forced, or that one song, I always skip it, so I don't remember the name of it, but it sounds like a fucking Motley Crue song. The back half album is weak, but the first half is like full force, like so fucking heavy, and then it's got like these really nice, like melodic and fun parts, like, you know, it throws in a lot of that 80s homage. It's really good. Just like I said, back half. At number three, I have Back to the Times of Splendor by a band called Disillusion. This one is a really weird, like, prog melodic death metal, but not in, like, the Opeth or, like, the whatever the modern band style is. It's got, like, a lot of nu metal influence. Like, there's at times that it almost sounds like a System of a Down album, almost. But it's got these very, like, great, like, slamming and fast and like sextuplet notes in it and shit, and then it's also fuses in a lot of like beautiful acoustic passages and wonderful harmonies. The solos are great, the riffs are fucking catchy. It's a really good album. At number two, I have The Crusade by Evile. This one is, it's like if you took every like big thrash metal band and just threw it all into a blender. It's Slayer-y, Metallica-ly, Anthrax-ly, Exodus-ly. It's just a fucking love letter to thrash. It's got so many good songs on it. I really would check it out if you're into thrash metal. The voice is like one of my favorite voices in thrash metal. It's so good. Check it out. At number one, we have my all-time favorite album, The Uriah Scent by Hungry Lights. This is a really neat concept album. It's about this guy who's trying to catch like this legend, almost like a Jaws sort of story to it. It's got these really creative riffs. It's very, like, almost like a play in its sort of theming and style. And it's a good time. The vocalist is also in a band called Tala. You should check them out, too. Honorable mention. And yeah, thanks for watching.